The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to another edition of Thursday, 19th of June edition, actually, to be specific, of What's on Your Mind with Todd Mitchell. There he is, ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only Todd Mitchell.
I am Scott
Hennen.
Yeah. Imagine a world with more of me in it. Ugh.
Bring them on. We are we're here, your humble co-host, to chat about the news of the day on What's on Your Mind. And there is plenty of that to talk about today. A couple of guests will join us. Ryan Taylor is the Democratic candidate for Ag Commissioner in North Dakota. He thinks landowners need a Bill of Rights and has a new proposal out. We're going to talk with him about that at the bottom of the hour. Welcome any questions you have on it for him. Next hour, we're going to talk to the Secretary of State of North Dakota, Al Jaeger. You may remember we had a conversation with the Democratic candidate for Secretary of State on Monday, who put some of the blame on low voter turnout of the recent election on new voter ID laws, and told the story of a 98-year-old World War II vet that wasn't able to vote because of the changes. And so Al Jaeger, the Secretary of State, here to respond to some of that as well on the program. So a couple of local issues we'll tackle head-on. A car chase made national news today. We're on the Today Show today. I don't know if this is necessarily a good thing. They actually mistakenly reported the fact that it was the Fargo police that chased a suspect through a golf course. Did you hear about this, Todd? Actually, it was Moorhead police that did it, but
we had the footage posted. It's like it's out of a Benny Hill episode or something.
Unfortunately, it really is, and I'm always one to be a little shy about jumping to quick conclusions or Monday morning quarterbacking on law enforcement, but it sort of defies logic. And again, it'd be one thing, I guess, if this guy had been throwing a gun out the window and firing people. There's real harm, I guess. Not that he's lily white, but there were some outstanding warrants for his arrest. He was spotted at a Moorhead business. Someone called.
Okay, if you're told to pull over, you pull over. And if they go onto the golf course, I guess that's kind of the question you're leading up to. I mean, do you keep chasing them? At what point do you stop? But
yeah, do they react appropriately? And by the way, they're not alone. There's a 26-year-old Christopher Tim. It's been charged for a high-speed chase in Mandan. That one was around midnight. The ironic thing about this golf course situation here is it was the middle of the day. Chances are there's going to be some people on the golf course in the middle of the day. In fact, one guy was out with his 5-year-old son on the driving range, and the truck and the chasers came right at him. Hoof it over to the clubhouse to get out of the way. By the way, they finally found the guy because the chase went into Fargo. The Fargo folks didn't. Fargo police didn't join the chase. They said it didn't meet their criteria. He ends up at West Acres, a mall in Fargo, and they sent plainclothes North Dakota Bureau of Criminal Investigation agents to hunt him down in the mall with their guns drawn. And Fargo police are now questioning that as well, because you can imagine that. So, imagine you're golfing. All of a sudden, you're in the middle of a car chase here, and three cop cars behind a pickup. And then you're at the mall and you're seeing, people in plain clothes with guns drawn. And why, you may say, well, a guy had felony warrants for his arrest. Do we know much more about what the felonies were for or what? Prompted all that. 33 years old. Okay, meth distribution warrants. Okay. Wanted for a series of thefts in Grafton. Wow. Okay. So, I'm not suggesting that someone that has been doing meth distribution isn't somebody that law enforcement ought to apprehend, but again, questioning guns drawn at a mall and a chase through a golf course in the middle of the day, and by and large, I'd just like to know what the audience thinks of these chases altogether. One in Bismarck yesterday got to 100 miles an hour. Is that the one that the one in Mandan I just mentioned? It was 50 miles an hour through town at some points.
Right, then they ended up in the strip of Memorial Highway. He cut his lights. And mind you, this is like, you know, in the middle of the night. So
midnight, yeah.
But so he cuts his lights. They're going. And he ends up crashing into another car when law enforcement catches up. Because they don't stop following. They're just not following the high-speed pursuit. They're going to keep driving. And they do. And they get to where the crash happened. They see debris on the road and realize, oh, okay, I think we're coming up to the guy.
Here's another one. A motorcyclist leading police on a high-speed chase on I-94 east of Bismarck. 30 miles worth. Police say they reached speeds of more than 120 miles an hour. Started in Jamestown yesterday morning during this program, about 9:30. The Narcotics Task Force tried to stop this 27-year-old William Billingsley.
You have that effect on people from time to time, Scott. I don't know if you realize that.
Is that right? Yeah.
Well, it started during this program.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, a week ago. It wasn't yesterday. It was a week ago.
Well, I know, but you were on a week ago, right?
maybe I did that to him. I don't know.
So what were you talking about then? Let's go back through.
Ended at the curve near Crystal Springs. He lost control of his motorcycle, crossed the median, drove into the eastbound lane. But again, 120 miles an hour in the morning. Again, I just think about not that you're not wanting to apprehend. So I don't know. What guidance would you give your law enforcement officers where you live on high-speed chases? That is one question with whatever's in the water causing a few of these here of late that are even making national news. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. 701-258-0550 is the numbers. And, of course, you always can press 1 to leave your message and or your comment. You can also email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. I'm having trouble... there's another interesting story out there we talked about briefly yesterday about the Redskins trademark being dismissed, and now some suggesting could have implications for the North Dakota Fighting Sioux debate. Regardless of your view of that particular situation and how it's ultimately resolved between the team owners and everything else, the idea of the patent office coming in and sort of saying, we'll show you, we'll just cancel your trademark there, seems to be, to me, to be big government gone amok. But anyway, a few stories that I think are newsworthy. I have to share a view that is rattling around in my head that Iraq trumps everything. Iraq trumps everything right now, locally, regionally, nationwide, in the way of a major story. Because, you know, what is happening right now, and here's what bugs me the most about it, okay? The fact that terrorists are making gains, I guess, is the world we live in, right? Post 9/11, we're not surprised. It's the hard-fought gains of North Dakota Guard and Reserve folks, Minnesota Guard and Reserve folks, South Dakota, Montana. It is active duty folks from every branch. It is a decade plus of blood, sweat, and tears, literally, to get gains that we are just walking away. And I quoted yesterday for Congressman Kramer this comment of a senior official in one Arab capital, who pulls out a map of Syria and Iraq and says, okay, here you go, folks, from the Iraqi province in northern Syria to Anbar province in western Iraq, they, being the terrorists, will control this territory. Al-Qaeda is building safe havens and training camps here. Don't the Americans care? That's what he asked. So what's rattling around in my head is, do we care? What would we do? Do we care? Does this matter? In other words, let's think about 9/11. How did 9/11 happen? Afghanistan. Training camps. You know, you don't just snap a finger and get people to strap bombs to themselves or go into airplanes, fly them into buildings to kill people. This takes training. This takes indoctrination, brainwashing, and that's what they're building. More of. And that was the reason in a post 9/11 world Saddam Hussein was brought down, because after we, you know, started kicking the bushes in Afghanistan, where'd they go? Iraq. But maybe we don't care. Maybe, you know, I hear enough people say that's not our business. Let them fight it out. Get out of the way. As we talked yesterday, the more energy production that happens domestically, the less we have to worry about being held hostage to that, which I think is a good thing because we can be choosier about where we go. But do we care? I want to have our audience answer that question. The facts are the facts. It's happening. Do we care? And what would we do about it? And if you disagree on whether or not that is the big story of the day, certainly can weigh in there as well. I posted that exact quote on our Facebook page. Here's a sampling of some of the answers. Stay out, says Alan. They didn't want us there. At best, bomb from 20,000 feet. Janine says, which Iraqis, Arabs do we listen to? The ones that tell the U.S. to get out at the point of an AK-47 or the ones that plead for the U.S. to stay because it's our duty to keep them safe? Keeping the world safe for democracy appears to be a bootless errand. Iraq should have been left alone to begin with. Patrick says, we've provided weapons and training to Arab nations for years. Time for them to step up and clean their own house if they're that concerned. If it only affected them, I would agree with everybody there. But it doesn't. It ultimately affects us, and we only need to look at what happened on 9/11 to know it does. But do you care? Tell me, 800-228-0550.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
All right, let's head to the North Dakota Truck Wash Hotline. Megan's on the phone. Truckers, listen up. If you're tired of the bugs and they're out, North Dakota Truck Wash has a solution. Tell us about this special chemical you have, Megan.
Absolutely. We have a new chemical called Bug Magic. It's included with every wash that you get during the summer at North Dakota Truck Wash. It's also available for sale per bottle.
24/7, they're open at the North Dakota Truck Wash again, just south of the Pinnacle Senex on the truck bypass in Stanley. Call them at 701-628-1550.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn and Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn and Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
I'm Scott Hennon. This is What's On Your Mind. Somebody yesterday called and wanted more details on the event in Tioga on Thursday. 1 million barrels, 1 million thanks. Kathy Nesset's going to join us on the program to tell us more about that. But the air show at 11:30 is actually being put on by the Texas Flying Legends. And they have a number of iconic World War II airbirds. P-40, Corsair, P-51, TBM, Harvard. They'll all be on display after an actual air show by the Texas Flying Legends. That sounds like fun. That's at 11:30. So there you have more details, and we'll tell you more tomorrow. So looking forward to that. Back to the phones here at 800-228-0550. Let's go to Minot and Brad listening on KCJB. Hello, Brad, you're up.
Hello. I discovered a principle about 20 years ago, and it applies to carpenters, and I think it applies to politics also. And the principle is this: you cannot make unhappy people happy. Write it in stone, Moses. Bring it down from Mount Sinai. It is the truth. So anyway, I think if we just stop trying to make everybody else in the world happy, we'd be way better.
Yeah, and that's a good analogy, obviously, and I concur. On the other hand, you know, we did make quite a few people happy as a result of our leadership in a post 9/11 world. I mean, look how women were treated in Taliban. Look how kids didn't
Absolutely.
Go to school. Look how people were in fear. Look, you know, I know personally, you know, Iraqis that ultimately lived under Saddam Hussein and that tyranny and saw what the United States did and are eternally thankful for it and had an opportunity. And again, what bugs me more than anything about all this is that was bought and paid for by U.S. blood, and now we're blowing it off. And now we got these people saying we don't care. Now, there's an argument that says, forget it. We shouldn't have been in there in the first place and just leave it alone and whatever kind of, what your point is, you're never going to make them happy, so just let them fight it out. If it was just them letting it fight it out, like two bullies that just wanted to fight it out, and you could just, you know, sort of watch it from a distance. But we know that it ultimately can come here if we look the other way. Doesn't the United States of America have to lead, Brad?
Absolutely. We have to, and we always have led. And I feel that maybe the ball has been dropped a little bit and we fumbled a little bit in our, again, with sports analogies. And the reason we use sports analogies, because they work so well. I think we fumbled and we got penalized, and I really think that leadership is done best by doing the right thing. And what
is the right thing in this case now?
The right thing in this thing right now, first of all, the government in Iraq, their army seems to be running away from these terrorists. If they cannot stand up and fight for their own land, I don't think we can help them out at all. I think we pretty much just have to back away from the fight. I mean, I don't see that we can do anything other than say the right thing. And if they're not willing to defend their own country, we shouldn't have to do it for them.
Appreciate the call, Brad. Thank you. Others welcome at 800-228-0550. Good talking to you. Appreciate it, Brad. Love the carpenter analogy, by the way. Good call. Thank you very much. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. The article by Dick Cheney and his daughter Liz, entitled The Collapsing Obama Doctrine, actually was an op-ed piece in the Wall Street Journal yesterday. It sort of lit a match of the debate about how we're being viewed here, and that's where that quote is at that I read you. David wanted to weigh in on that. What'd you think of it, David?
Well, I was just flipping through it, and, you know, of course Dick Cheney is an utter liar, and there's hardly any reason to even believe a single word out of him. But the thing that strikes me, you know, he still gets Secret Service protection, right? And every time he says something stupid, he probably gets more death threats. And so I look at Dick Cheney as being one of the biggest welfare cheats in the world. Because if I remember right, when Richard Nixon got impeached, and he resigned. He also still had Secret Service protection, and he was out there saying stupid stuff every once in a while, and he would have to increase his Secret Service protection. And then when somebody started investigating how much he was getting like $5 million a year in Secret Service protection, and he was able to build vast fences on his property and cordon off his beach and, you know, do all of these swank upgrades of his San, what was it, San Clemente. He had his beach house down there. And so he was able to basically, every time he said something stupid, he would get more money. And so I just look at Dick Cheney as being an example of that. He's one of the biggest welfare cheats in the world. He's given us utter lies.
You know what? The second time you said utter liar, number one, we try and keep it highbrow here. So whether you're weighing in on somebody from left and right, you know, we're not gonna let you by with that one. You can disagree with him, but to say he's an utter liar, give me your top example of a lie, that Dick Cheney has uttered.
Humvee armor. You remember the Humvee armor that never got put on, ever? Do you remember the anthrax? Do you remember Halliburton?
Yeah, but all you're doing is just utter. You're listing off things. Never mind. We'll just keep moving. Thanks, David. Steve and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say the people in Kuwait are organized by terrorists, and they're just. I mean, it's like. They're going to trample over helpless kids. And is that what people really want to happen? And we're just going to stand by and watch it happen. And it's also, it seems like Barack Obama does not want this country very secure. And one way to do that is not to do anything here. And that will make us really, really look weak. And that's all I have to say for now.
Well, you care, it sounds like, Steve, and see some consequences from the pushback. Appreciate that. Other stories we asked you to weigh in on was the high-speed car chases and what to do. Clint had a good point. He says, you know, saying we won't chase those who flee encourages more people to flee. Kenny says there was no reason to chase on the golf course. Where was he going to go that they could not have blocked off? I think they got caught in the moment. By the way, there is an investigation of that going on two fronts. One, the Fargo Police Department is calling into question the North Dakota Bureau of Criminal Investigation decision to have plainclothes agents hunt for the guy in the mall. And then separately, the Moorhead folks have said they're going to prompt this decision to chase through the golf course has prompted a probe that they're going to be undertaking as well. So weigh in on these topics if you like on our Facebook page. We'll continue to chat about them. When we come back, Ryan Taylor, is it time for a landowner bill of rights? We're going to talk about that next.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
When the tank's on low, head for PetroServe USA locations. Hi, friend Scott Hill here to tell you where I fill up. PetroServe USA. You know why? They help America feel better. 100% American-made fuels. The choice of the pump. That's what you get from a PetroServe USA location. Bismarck, Mandan, Valley City, and Castleton, West Fargo, Fargo, Moorhead. They're in Dilworth and Clinton, up in Bemidji, down in Wappan. There's a location near you, and they have the 4-for-4 deal. That's right. Hot stuffed breakfast pizza, two cookies, and a 20-ounce fountain pop, or a coffee's $4. Great way to start the day, the 4-for-4 deal. And that's all day, every day. For lunch or dinner, a single topping, hot stuff, pizza, two cookies, 20-ounce fountain pop, 4-for-4. Here's some other great deals in June. The Deli Express Double XL Charbroil with Cheese, or the Double XL Chicken with Cheese, or the Barbecue Rib Double XL, all $2.99. Chex Mix for 99 cents, or Jack Link's 10-ounce beef sticks, $1.09. Just some of the great specials you'll find at a PetroServe USA location near you, helping America feel better.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Ryan Taylor will join us in a moment. He is the Democratic candidate for State Agriculture Commissioner. He unveiled a five-piece landowner bill of rights this week that he says will help balance the interest of North Dakota farmers and ranchers with those of the state's thriving oil and gas industry. So we'll ask him to tell us about it, explain it, and we're waiting for him to call, actually. So anticipate he will join us here momentarily and give him a chance to do that. Welcome any calls, questions, or comments you have on it as well, and then open up the question on whether or not landowners need a Bill of Rights in North Dakota. Is the right balance there, or is it not? What can be done differently? What's your idea of what's been proposed here? By the way, the other question we threw out there today, we've been talking high-speed chases, we've been talking Iraq, we've been talking about the Washington Redskins dispute with the U.S. Patent Office. We just want to know whether or not you thought it was time for the name to go away or whether the patent and trademark decision is in overreach. Most of you say overreach. If people truly think it's disparaging, the market will weed it out, says Troy. All right, so again, some of those topics we raised. The debate continues on our Facebook page. All right, Ryan Taylor is here. Ryan, welcome to the program. How are you today?
I'm doing good, Scott. Good to be on.
Good. Thanks for joining us. Hey, we wanted to give you a chance, first of all, just to kind of lay out a little bit of the details of your proposal here on a landowner's Bill of Rights. So, first of all, just the premise behind it. Are landowners getting the short end of the stick right now, in your view? Is that why this is needed?
In some areas, I believe they are. There's a number of groups of landowners and producers that have been advocating for some of the initiatives that I'm proposing. Might be familiar with a group called the Northwest Landowners Association, which is farmers and ranchers and landowners in Northwest North Dakota, where much of the development is taking place. And they had a number of bills in the last session. Some they made progress on, and some they did not. And as I visit with those folks and people who are in ag lending and other areas, we decided to put that out when we had a press conference on Tuesday for this ag commissioner's race. So, as you know, Scott, the minerals are the dominant estate, as they call it, when you're developing oil. But I believe for an ag commissioner going forward, we need to make sure that while we're harvesting everything that's below the ground, just hit 1 million barrels a day the other day, and we're going to get all that oil harvested, I believe, in North Dakota. At the same time, let's make sure that what happens above the ground is being well taken care of and that farmers and ranchers can continue to be successful as well. And those two industries are jockeying back and forth right now in terms of the leading economic engines of North Dakota, and we want them both to succeed.
So before we go through, the five pieces that you've laid out here, how do you go about making the case for a landowner bill of rights? Would you, as ag commissioner, say this is my plan and legislature adopt this? Is this industrial commission? Where would this happen?
We would do most of this through the legislature, and obviously the ag commissioner has one of the three seats on the industrial commission, along with the governor and attorney general, and some of it could be done. When I talk about transparency is one of my points in the landowner bill of rights, that we debate all these topics in public, and some of these will come up in industrial commission meetings. We have that discussion when there's meeting minutes being taken, and media can be present, and landowners can be present. But the other initiatives, as we talk about the distance of space between the well site and a farm or occupied dwelling, those would be legislative initiatives. And the ag commissioner can certainly get in the elevator and head down to the legislature to advocate on behalf of farmers and ranchers on a bill like that. When the bill was discussed in the last session, the ag commissioner was not there to testify for it, no public testimony on that. The industrial commission, through the director of oil and gas, Len Helms, was there, but he testified in opposition to it. And I think for the ag commissioner, who's one of the three bosses, so to speak, for the oil and gas director, the director should not be testifying in opposition to our farmers and ranchers. They can always provide testimony that's neutral. And some committees don't take neutral testimony, but maybe he could even sign in favor of instead of opposed to.
Ryan Taylor is with us. He is the Democratic candidate for ag commissioner in North Dakota. If you have questions or comments for him, welcome today, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550 on the program today. So if you're making the case to the legislature, just to bring us through the 5 points on what your bill of rights would be made up of.
Glad to. And I think these are initiatives that as I mentioned, are not going to preclude mineral development by any means. These are things we can do as we do the infield drilling in the Bakken and the Three Forks, that will allow us to capture the minerals while helping our landowners to continue their way of life. I mentioned the well spacing, 500 feet right now from an occupied dwelling to the well site in North Dakota. There are parts of Texas that require 1,000 feet or better. I agreed with the bill proposal to take that to a quarter mile, 1,320 feet, just to give them the space that they need between an occupied dwelling where their family is living and what would be an industrial site, as it is. On the safety side, the pipelines that aren't regulated by the PSC, in particular, I'm focusing on the saltwater pipelines as we look at saltwater spills in North Dakota. This is death to farmland, basically. And when you have a saltwater spill on farmland, it's going to be sterile for a long, long time. This bill that I would have supported would talk about having flow meters and pressure cutoff switches on those pipelines. So if a leak is detected, it gets shut down immediately before farmland is ruined for a generation. Reclamation procedures, just like we use on our state school lands, have those same procedures for removal and replacement of the topsoil for the private landowners. If it's good enough for the state of North Dakota, it should be good enough for our private landowners to have that same measure of protection so that they can farm and ranch that land when the wells are gone. Mediation services to continue the good work and improve upon it so that when there are disputes that both the landowners and the mineral owners can come to what we'd hope would be a fair conclusion of those disputes. And, of course, transparency, the fifth point, that we do these things in public view, just like we called for the minutes of the Industrial Commission to be online and available to everyone who wants to read them. I just really believe, and this should not be a partisan issue, that all of this work is done in full public view, and landowners know where their office holders stand and that the debate is being done for everyone to see.
Now, most of what I heard there has been on the table for votes, discussion. Is there anything you see in here that, and correct me if I'm wrong on that, but I believe a good chunk of those have been debated at the legislature, some form of them, tweaked and put forward. What is the most significant idea on the table in your proposal, Ryan, that would be something that really hasn't been debated before or discussed?
Well, the transparency issue isn't one that would be a legislative proposal. And I think when we look at the legislative process and having served in the Senate for 10 years, we know that not every initiative is going to pass on the first try. But I think as people look at pieces of legislation, as the oil industry continues to evolve in North Dakota, and now that the wells are hailed with their first well and we begin the infield drilling, that these are still important proposals. And just because they're debated in the last session and failed to pass, they didn't have the advocacy of the Ag Commissioner, which we would hope to add in this next session. They're still important pieces of legislation. They're still important for the farmers and ranchers that I would hope to serve as Ag Commissioner. And we would be proposing them again. And as I visit with the landowner groups, they do want to propose these again. And I want them to know that I would be in their camp and that I would be advocating on their behalf to try and balance this out.
I see, I think it's Mike Nowitzki's story for Forum News Services saying that the Commissioner Doug Goring is pushing back on the notion that you mentioned earlier that he wasn't involved in the debate, saying he conversed with lawmakers, landowners, energy industry industry reps during the entire 2013 session and has continually pushed for minimizing the oil and gas industry's impacts on farmers and ranchers, both as Ag Commissioner and as a member of the North Dakota Industrial Commission. So obviously, in response to that, he's pushing back on the idea that he was silent or not engaged.
He did not come in an official capacity to the committee meeting to testify in favor of. And again, that's where I do believe that, these positions should be public. And he shouldn't have to wait for me to make a notion of it that, I was talking to people, but no one was there to write it down. I do believe in the process of our public hearings at the committee level in the legislature. And I would add that I think a great place for the commissioner and I to have this debate would be in a debate that the Northwest landowners would like to do at the State Fair on July 21st. It's Ag Day, Pride of Dakota Day at the State Fair. He's been asked several times by the group and is still checking his calendar. I've committed to that date and will be there. And there's something they've been trying to plan for 2 months. So I'm not sure how much longer he needs to check his calendar, but I think the voters and the farmers and ranchers, at least in Northwest North Dakota, would like to see us both and compare our ideas and our passion about this business of rights for landowners.
The other issue that your opponent pushed back on was the idea of mandating longer setbacks, saying it would disrupt the energy corridor concept by forcing wells to be drilled farther from roads and requiring longer pipeline right-of-ways, which would disturb and fragment more farmland and wildlife habitat than necessary. He said, quote, the setbacks will end up being further out into a unit, and you're going to have, in some cases, double or triple the footprint. What about that?
You would still have the ability as a specific landowner to negotiate. If you want it closer, if you want it next to your kitchen table, you can have it next to your kitchen table. But the bill is saying that we're going to have it at a quarter mile at 1,320 feet. As you go out, if that ends up being farther out into a field, so to speak, you can be compensated for that. State law does compensate. It forces you to compensation for that. But I think it's really hard to compensate for having that basically in your farm yard. And I've been at a kitchen table where you drink coffee and the flare is roaring just a short distance from that farmhouse. And it sounds like you just built your house at a jet runway. I think it's hard to compensate for that if you're putting your kids to bed at night, if you're worried about the safety of your children being that close to a flare, that close to a working derrick. I think people do want to...
Hold on, Ryan, if you would, just hang on tight. Hold that thought, if you would. Any questions for Ryan, welcome. We'll continue on the other side of the break. 800-228-0550.
That's a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The long-awaited NDSU pest management app for smartphones and tablets is now available from the Apple and Google Play stores. Simply type NDSU Pest Management in the search bar and click Enter. The NDSU Pest Management app will appear and can be downloaded. The app is searchable within each category, giving users a quick way to find a pest or management aid quickly and efficiently. There are also special tools designed for the weed section of the app to provide herbicide efficacy ratings about specific weeds and crop rotation restrictions for herbicides with residual properties. As a sponsor of this project, the North Dakota Soybean Council encourages you to download the app today and explore how it can bring value to you during this year's planting and harvest season.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Henry Ford once said, a man who stops advertising to save money is like a man who stops the clock to save time. Alex Castle here, the National Account Executive at GCN. I have the ability to customize a national radio campaign based on your budget while targeting your demographic. Contact me to find out how national radio can help your business be more profitable at 877-996-4327, extension 177. That's 877-996-4327, extension 177, and help me help you bring your business to the next level.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
On your mind, Al Jager, the Republican Secretary of State on voter turnout, will join us next hour, bottom of the hour. We have had an interesting discussion over the last number of days post-election on the fact that voter turnout was pretty low. One of the reasons the Democratic candidate for that post said she believed that was happening, one of, not the reason, but one of, a contributing factor was the new voter ID law, and that has prompted a lot of debate from this audience to say, give me a break, I don't buy it. Also, the issue of the 98-year-old World War II vet in Jamestown having an issue to vote, we have more details on that from Al Jager, prompted from your calls, questions, and comments on it coming up here bottom of next hour. We continue our conversation now with Ryan Taylor, who is a Democratic candidate for the Ag Commission post in North Dakota. He's come out with a new proposal, a landowner bill of rights And if you have a question or comment for him, it's welcome at 800-228-0550. He will be here for a couple of minutes to round out the hour, 701-258-0550. One email says, I'm just listening to your show with Ryan Taylor, and that proposal about the setback from 500 feet to a quarter mile was discussed the last session in the legislature and defeated. We've already been down that road. What makes him think he could get it changed?
Well, as I mentioned, a lot of times, and you've followed the legislative process as well, Scott, and in the 10 years I was in the Senate, a lot of times people can come back with an idea, and maybe they might tweak it a little bit. Maybe they say 1,000 feet instead of 1,320 feet. And maybe the conditions will have changed where people are starting to realize that the intensity that it's going as we get to march toward 40,000 wells, and now I've heard as many as 100,000 wells, potentially, to get all this oil harvested, that people may look at it a little differently. And representatives and senators from districts that represent those farmers and ranchers may look at it a little differently. And you come back, and you advocate, and you talk about the importance. And it doesn't mean that anytime something has just been proposed once that it automatically should be dead forever.
One issue that was in the news and quite a debate was the extraordinary places argument, and the position of the sitting ag commissioner was, a critical vote, obviously, in that particular issue. Would you have done anything differently on that? Did you think, speaking of landowners, a lot of landowners saw that as an overreach and an abuse of property rights? What side were you on in that debate?
I was generally supportive of special places, which our Republican Attorney General Wayne Stanton had proposed and worked on, and I think made it, generally palatable that this was not going to preclude oil development. This would give a chance to consider its impact on certain areas. And I think what was missing, though, in terms of I did not hear, and one thing I didn't like, I mean, certainly they were talking about different agencies, Game and Fish, Historical Society. But I really wanted to hear more from the surface owners themselves. I think we heard quite a bit from the mineral owners in those areas, and their voice was pretty well heard. But the surface owners who may or may not, many times not, have the minerals below that land, I think really needed a spot at that table. And they may have come in against it in the final analysis, but I don't think we heard enough from them. Their voice could have been a voice that would have been part of that mix. And one of the things of just taking the public lands now that I think could be maybe one of the unintended consequences, there's already a process on public lands in these places for comment, is that they'll crowd a lot of those wells right onto that private land next to the public lands by not having a policy in place that kind of allows for both. And those surface owners who may not have the minerals beneath will have even more concentration of wells right next to the public lands.
I mean, two biggest things we heard from listeners was, one, there's already a process in place, and two, you got to draw the line somewhere. That line's been drawn, and now to draw a boundary around that or, an extra area is really an assault on, I mean, and I think we did hear from, you talk about surface owner rights. We heard from landowners who were really, really concerned about that, but you don't share that concern.
And when I say I don't think they were part of the organized process was that, If comment was going to be made available to state agencies, et cetera, that part of that official comment and notification should have been made to groups like the Northwest Landowners Association or with other landowner groups that are popping up around the state and the surface owners themselves that would be on the deed but not on the minerals.
Ryan, thanks for the time today. Appreciate you joining us. And I know it's a new proposal just out there, and there's a long campaign ahead, so folks will have a long time to look at the X's and O's of it and consider it. And we'll certainly as well welcome you here anytime and continue to have you and the current ag commissioner on here to talk about these key issues. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. I appreciate the chance, Scott. And folks can find out more at Taylor Frandee, the number 4, taylorfrandee.com, or just Ryan Taylor on Facebook. And we appreciate the conversation.
All right, good to talk to you today, Ryan. Thank you. And appreciate the email comments here and questions as well from the audience. And Ryan Taylor, obviously, that's probably in the November election, I would have to say, the race that everybody's going to be watching the closest, right? Without question, partly because of of a primary battle for Republicans and two candidates for that race. That always draws a little bit of attention. Might have even drawn Ryan into the race. Didn't ask him this question because I guess it's sort of tired, but he had initially, that was partially because of the political back and forth going on that race, but that's all in the rearview mirror. Now it's a race between a Democrat, former candidate for governor, former legislator, and the sitting incumbent Republican, and we'll continue to follow that one. Also want your take on whether or not you think he's right, that more needs to be done for landowners. More coming up on What's on Your Mind after a news break. Folks, don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Tioga, North Dakota is home of Nesset Consulting Services in a beautiful new facility. Kathy Nesset talks about the hometown of Nesset Consulting Services.
I'm very proud of this community. This community welcomed me back in 1979 and 1980 when I first came here, and I feel to whom much is given, much is expected. I am very happy to be able to give back.
And talk about what this new facility allows Nesset Consulting to do for the future.
We're very fortunate. Now we have space. We can now, we have more people hired. We are specializing into some very specialized field services, such as we want to do some thin section preparation of drill cuttings for the oil companies. We're able to do a little bit more quality control of the work that we're doing because we have space for the people to be able to do that work. We have a lab in the back in the shop, infrared chromatography and such like that, that we're doing on the well sites for the oil companies.
To find out more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them 701-664-1492.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.